has to be written with Shmo. And so obviously, when the Rambam says that they allow the Hatchila to write the safest of the get, if there is a Godel Nagabo, so it is because when there is a Godel Nagabo, so they certainly write Mishmo. They certainly write Mishmo. So then the question arises, if they certainly write Mishmo, so why isn't it permissible to let the heretic in the cotton? Why does he rest with the Godel Nagabo? If they write Mishmo, Moshe, they don't write, even the, they don't pay attention to what the Godel tells them. So then even the safest, they shouldn't be allowed to write. But the safest, without the Godel Nagabo, they're not allowed to write. Why? Because then there's a good possibility that they will not try to show. But with the Godel Nagabo, they are allowed to write it. Obviously, because if there is a Godel Nagabo, then we are sure that it was written with Shmo. If it's written with Shmo, let them be able to write the same folks for the Godel Nagabo. So the answer is, neither I see Nachana, but neither Abonon. So, if Hereshim is because it's Kavon, it's no Kavon. Now, who is mentioned in Makhoj Hereshim? Whether the carbon and the heretic cotton of the carbon and not the carbon. So she just rushes basically to the carbon. If they have the carbon, so it's very much more easy. The she just rushes that the carbon is not the carbon. And by going to the carbon, so whose carbon is effective? They give them carbon to the carbon's carbon. Not their carbon. Not their carbon. So the she just rushes that the carbon is the carbon in the right. So that's the reason why they are allowed to write the Tefillah. We have Tefillah with the Godel in a Al-Gabo. So the Kavone is the Kavone, but with the Rabbonon, the Kavone of the Heretic in the Kotni is not so sure, the Kavone is the sure of the Heretic in the Kotni with the Rabbonon, it's not the Kavone. How do you see that in the Rambam? Because the Berak Magnish says the call to the Rambam. If the Chereshim in the Kotzim will write it here, with the Godel Nagabo, then it's only possible in the Rabbonon, but not in the Raisi. Why is it possible in the Raisi? Because the Mitzvah, they have Kavone. So why is it possible in the Rabbonon? The answer is in the Rabbonon, the Kavone is not the Kavone. But with the Raisi, the Kavone is the Kavone. With the Raisi, the Kavone is the Kavone. Now, so that is Shittes Rambam. So Shittes Rambam is Shire Rambam means the Kavune and Rabiude or Mashmuel, they're not Chilic. They're not Chilic neither in any Din nor in any Kim. They're not Chilic. So one supplements the other. So that was Kavune agrees that the Mishneh to be applied to the case of Odom Adabov and also to the case of Shem Kibakir. Rabiude only says Shem Kibakir is needed, it also has to be a Mishneh to be applied to the case of Godwin and Al-Gabov. So it is your test, if you want to say, I love me, you know, I'm a Rabbuna Mishibadu Nagabo, I'm a Rabbuna Marab, the who is a Shia of Matthias. In other words, two prerequisites must be accepted. So two prerequisites must be accepted. All right, now, that's the Shia Saram. That Rabbuna, that in order that the Chereshim Kotun should be allowed to write in the air, so first of all, they must be the Tehran. The Tehran, they cannot write at all. The Tefes they can write, but only with the Godel Nagabo. Only with the Godel Nagabo. Without the Godel Nagabo, so the Tefes cannot do it without the Nagabo. But the Eved, the Rambam is, that the Eved is good. The Eved is good. Suppose Chereshim in the Kotzim would write the Tefes. Without the Godel Nagabo, then it's not much more, so the Eved, it's kosher. It's only possible chatchile to let the chayashim kotzim by the teeth. But the ever is good even without the nagabo. Teiret cannot be written even with the nagabo. The ever is possible, but it's only possible with abo. In the right day, the teiret was written by chayashim kotzim, and there is possible with nagabo, so then it is kosher. Now, so what is Shittes Rambam? Shittes Rambam means that Rabune and Rabiude Omar Shmuel are not chilek, one supplement the other. And they call it Rabune. So the Mishneh to be applied to the case of Shiyam of Matirev also, and the contrary of Shmuel, the Mishneh to be applied to the case of Godel Nagabo also. Now that's the Shittes Rambam, and that's one pshat in the list by the Rambam. Then there is another pshat. in the Rish Balaram. And that the two Rabun and Rabbi Gemara were not chelik in any din, but the Acher in the Yotzimik of the Mishneh. The Acher is in the Kuntz of the Mishneh. Where is Rabun? So they are not chelik in the din, but in the Kuntz of the Mishneh Acher. So in other words, Bein Rabun, Bein Rabbi Gemara Shmuel agree that there is no, that if he goes with him without Gabor, so in other words, it's followed. The Ram has another pshat. That when Rabune says, whoosh, or you're going without Gabor, so that means that he, the God, with him, the Yish, the God, the God, the Gabor, and the Melee can write, the Kashmir Kotel, can write even the Tere. If he goes with him without Gabor, they can write even the Tere. Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel says, whoosh, she yam simat Erev, so in Melee, you don't even need it was when you got Gabor. So in other words, there is a machlege between Rabbuna and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, but not in respect to anything. In respect to the kind of the Mishne. So Rabbuna says, the Mishne does not deal with Shia Teire, but it deals with God when you got Gabor, so in Melee can buy Shia Teire. And Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, the Mishne does not deal with God when you got Gabor. But so in many ways, it deals with Shia and Matera. So there is no machleket in the deen, but there is a machleket in the king. And there is the Shittah Shemim, the Yitro, and also the Ram mentioned the Shittah, that there is a machleket in deen between Rabun and Rabbi Shmuel, and some Rashi is mashma like that. Some Rashi is washing its mashma, that there is mamish a machleket in the deen between Rabune and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Rashi says, "Mikim atire, bushi shiachel v'kotin kibatire, v'chotin v'ndaz v'atire, v'voy alum v'shlon v'matavo, v'loy alum v'kishir v'meyea." So in other words, so according to Rabune, according to the Balumito, and then it's a promotion in the Ram. And it's much more from Rashi also that way, that according to Rabune, so if there is a God when you got Gabo, then the Hashem is going to write everything. He can even write the Tehran if there is God in the Gabbah. And this is what Rabune says. That the important thing is whether it's God in the Gabbah. If it's God in the Gabbah, then we can write even the Tehran. If it's not God in the Gabbah, then we cannot write anything, not even the Tehran. This is what Rabune says. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel holds that the important thing is Shia Mikim Teire. In other words, on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, so when Acher Hashem is talking about the Lavi, only is the Teire for the Mikim. The Teire for the Mikim, they can, in other words, they didn't try it, and God was going to write it here. So then the Acher Hashem is talking to why the Teire is even in Dalit God when he's on the alcohol. According to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel. So even without the Gozun Zagabo, so the Cheresh in the Kotten can write the Tevet. And the Tevet, they can never write, even with the Gozun Zagabo. So there's a Machleket between Rabune and Rabbi Yudah. Then there's Machleket Hashemi. Once we assume there's Machleket between Rabune and Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Yudah Shmuel, so, who do we pass? There's Machleket Hashemi. Some Hashemi say we pass like Rabune, and some Hashemi say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Right. Hakel Kshirim Lo Mesaget, Chutz Mecheresh Ikvi Kotl, Vishume Vinitchonim. Kibu Hakotl Vihidu, Cheresh Mishpata, Vishume Vinitchata, Sheite Vinitchata, Oiz Vinitchonim Vinitchaya Kotl, Avo Vinitchiyach Vinitchare, Vinitchonim Vinitchata, פוצו אף נסתם ובחוס אף נסתפת, שופו ונשתתי ובחוס אף נסתפת, קוש, זה היה כבר, קוש כמו שניסים ודעת, קושר. ונור את זה קושר, so the שליח מזדים קושר, at the time of the new השליחה, and the time of the fulfillment of the שליחה. So if he was at the time of the new השליחה, he was a chaos, then we can shape it, so it's no good. But if the time of the new השליחה, so he was a Pesach. at the time of the at the time of the fulfillment of the Shliach of the Shlichet, he was also a Begeya, even though in the middle he was a Shaper of his head, so he doesn't matter. More as a Kashi, be Shlimechas, we call him Lav Medeon, so that's the reason as to why he cannot be Shluch. That's why the Mishnah says that Kashi cannot be Shliach, while we can get. If it's called in Name, the Lav Baratero, so Kashi says Lav Baratero, they went to Shlim, they did in the Yagibem, und mit den Nafschen, die Chose, die Mutter, die Mewes, die Mutter, die Mutter, die So why can't we go? How does that happen? Why can't we go in the Shliach? Because he's not the Gerard Gittinu Dushin. He's not the Gerard Gittinu Dushin. So he doesn't apply. It's just a Kosu of Atem Gamatem. Matem Matem Midat, Abduchachem Midat. Why not? So, now, so Rashi says, "The love me day on you." Bishlim has got the love me day on you. So Rashi says, "We got the shliche is binom the loykot. The shliche nafkolom the yidchulem is telling the subject. Echad lekiach lekolom." So which pasuk does Rashi mention that the chereshi we got is possibly shliche the pasuk of the yidchulem is said. Actually, there is the pasuk of a gam atem, kipto ribu gam atem, matem nidaat asurach nidaat, but Rashi mentions the pasuk of Yichlel Yisrael Yisrael, that's totally in the Sugi in Yush. Now, because the Gemara makes it tricha say, why you need all these Sugi? But actually, according to Maskola of Gemara, it turns out that there is a general aloha that the Kerashim and Kotin cannot be shluchi, and that we learn out from the pasuk of Kate of Imogama. Now, so if it's called Name Lav Bagateru. So what is it Lav Bagateru? They went to Dushi, they were getting the Yagibe, who needed the Nafsha, we hold it, we want to remember the Shluchim Klaskim. So what din is mentioned, what reason is mentioned here, why can't he go to the Kamish Riyak? Why can't he go to the Kamish Riyak? Because he's not the Terah Zitni of Dushi. Now, so there is our okay. That one who is not the Gittin Dushin cannot become a Shliach. That's the Abaye later on. Eved Maushi also Shliach become the Tishmi Abaye. So, and Eved is a brick. So there's an Abaye whether he can become a Shliach. So then the Maston of the Gemara is, so then the Gemara says, Omar Abate, Omar Abichane, and you have a Tishmi Shliach come with the Tishmi Abaye, which is a Gittin Dushin. So even though he's a brick, so he cannot become because he's not the Gittin Dushin. So we have to resort to that time with Gabi whom? We have to resort to that time with Gabi Eben. Mashenkin with Gabi Igoi, we don't have to resort to that time of the Igoi. Igoi cannot become a Shliach because Bembri. Chain Tovimu Gamatem, Matem is Nebri, Tashlu Chachem, Nebri. But the Gemara here doesn't mention the time of Bembri. The Gemara here mentions the time of Abatero. That means because he's not the Terasiti, so that doesn't present any difficulty, because that rule also applies. So two, there is another reason as to why a goy cannot become a shliach, because it's not even believed. But this reason is also the difficulty will arise against the remigash. Now the remigash it is, the basic remigash it is, that this halacha that one who is not there to be a Jewish cannot become a shliach is limited only to shliach kabbalah. But the shliach halacha. A shliach v'yiloche, but a shliach v'yiloche can become, even though it's not the distribution, only shliach v'kabole cannot become if it's not the distribution. But a shliach v'yiloche can become. So the question now here the Mishnah is dealing with shliach v'yiloche. So the more here deals with the goy. Goy certainly cannot become a shliach. Why certainly not? Because of the brief. Him talking about Mate, Mate, Mibri, that's what happened, Mibri. So the Gemara should say, if it's called Name, the love them brief too. Why does the Gemara say the love them brief? So we should let Tony to Rashi, Shite, that the deal of the individual's vision, the position that's why it's not only the Shliach Kabbalah, but the Shliach Loch as well. So we can understand that's why the Gemara mentions
the time of Avdar Atela because he's not really Bikira Tikkun Pushti.
But according to Rabbi Yisrael Migash, the psul of any Bikira Tikkun Pushti is only Shaya Gabishliach Gaboe, not Gabishliach Loche, and here we are not Gabishliach Loche. So how does the Gemara mention Avdar Atela? So the Ram mentions, another Giyot in the Gemara. Now, actually there are three Giyotes. One Giyote is the Avdar Atela, which means any Bikira Tikkun Pushti. Another Giyote, the Ram mentions the love of Christus, which means the same thing, except that the word is different. And then the Ram mentions the Girse, if it's holy name, the love bar teire, not hetere, but love bar teire. What it means bar teire? So it is to be equated to bembry. So in other words, so obviously the Rebbe in Migash had that Girse, the love bar teire. It's not even me. Alright. Elo tsume amai loi. Omar Rav Seche es li fishin gidei ha miminei kru miminei yitznei. Mas Rav Yeche, bich tsume muta bi yitznei, ich neodo mito amish yitznei malai lo. Elo bich yitznei mi dikole. So can amish yitznei mi dikole. So he can recognize people. So he tsume should be able to be yitznei. Elo Omar Rav Yeche, bocha pokut lo ratat kinon. Bo yinu fonechta fonechta, do we mota we may. Do we mota we may, you cannot say fonechta fonechta. Because he's blind. Now we have the first prayer, so take this kasha. So the Gemara says, Kamkume, so it's also good, so he doesn't have to see. So that could have looked. So take the shita is because it's not like in Shakya. By Sume it's worse than Kamkume because it's not like in Shakya. Or the Rosh says that when it's Kamkume good is he is matcher at the clear time. After it was signed first. So he's matcher at the same parchment that after it was written, so he recognized the same parchment as the one that was prepared for writing. So but by Sume, so there cannot be any clear time, so maybe he's possible. That's the Roshni first step. Om Rabbi, Amat Pesuach Nistam on the Motze Oma, Hochaname the Kosher, Vokotone Pesuach Nistam, and Chodol Nispatach Kosher, Chodol Nispatach Heim, and Chodol Nispatach Loi. Is the whole reason why Sume cannot be Shulia. Is because he cannot sing for Nechim for Nechtam. So that depends upon the time that the get was written. This is the time when he has to be able to see. But if at the time when the get was written, he was able to see. And then he became blind, it should be good. No, but it says Pesuach Nistam and Yecholam and Nispat Achot. So it's mashma only if in the middle he was a Sume. But then at the end, he's not a Sume. Chodam Nispat Achim and Nispat Achot. So he more says, oh, Adin, Dava Gav, Yecholam and Nispat Achot. Vayim Tani Shok, Du Nishtat, Yecholam Nishtat, Tani Yecholam Nishtat, Hol Yecholam Nishtat, Eloi. So the name is Pesuach Nistam and Yecholam and Nispat Achot. Because the Gabi Shlichet, so of course he has to be Shlichet, 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 and if at the end he's possible to be Shliach, so he may be Shliach of his bottle. So because of that, he mentions with Gabi Sume also, even though Gabi Sume doesn't make any difference whether in the end he's blind or not blind. It only depends on the time when he gets his ring, whether he was able to see or not. Amar Rav Asher Dikin, Amar Tone Zach, Vau, Kosh Pras Yisili Vidas Kosha, Rikotone Kosh Pras Yisili Vidkash Kosh Kosha, Shema Mino. So when do we require that it should be chlosi the seife the achsher only when the psul means the psul of that. That's like gabi shlichet. But like gabi sume, when the psul is not the psul of that, so it doesn't have to be chlosi the seife the kashret. It only has bishas sviya. It should be not this. It should not be this. Boye minei miravam. Eved ma'u shiyo te shliach lekabu gatishim yad bailo. Omalu, midiko posu lei, lei vichichobi. In other words, the Jesus in the Migash is derived from this lotion of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is Eved Ma'u Shiyash Shliach Shabbat 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 Shabbat. Why does the Gemara ask this question in connection with the Shabbat Shabbat? So the Gemara says that only when do we require the Gemara to be written only for Shabbat Shabbat. Not for Shliach Lilok. I'm going to be composed with hoping Michlau the Eved Kosh. seeing the Mishnah tells us that the goy is kosher. So it's a raya, there's never this kosher, because even if it was also possible, so the Mishnah should tell us a bigger thing. Now, Rashi says, בכלל גם את כושר וחייך את כושר לעבוי למי ישליח לזרש כך כושר גם בולד מי ישליח לזרש אין חילוק טעם בלב so that's how she said it doesn't make any difference so the Mandoma who says that that is shliach lo yivohei so is kosher even though it's not a certain condition so a little shliach gam bolet is also kosher but then Omar Abbas and Omar Abirhane and there is not a shliach in Kabul get to each of your Bible he shayin in the Kera Tiznu Vdush So Rabbah Asim Rabbi Echad and Mitzchayri and Rabbah Ahmed said that the can become a Shliach Kabbal. So Rabbah Asim Rabbi Echad said, hey, you haven't done a Shliach Kabbal, let's see him in Bible. And that's not a being peculiar to get. It's Shaykh to all Halachim. Wherever a person is not able to do it himself, he cannot be a Shliach for that person. Matkul Rabbah, time in the let hold the Jews to be say kosher. So it's mashma from Rabbi Yechanan that an Eved cannot become a Shliach in the Kiddush because he himself is Mukul. But an Eved to become a Shliach in other matter, not in the Kiddush that he can, that again, if it's something in which he is not Muslim, so that he can become a Shliach, you know, all of the Vokus, he is not even here to come in Nafshaye. Now, and it's called him and the Kusi. So, he's not even here to come in Nafshaye. So, as I say, can be Mavkis Kusi. This man, for his whole Vila Kusi, she told me, Mishalehem, Tchumos Netzchum. With man, is holding the Torah so is oil after the shoes then the word is home my time the lad mission the see gamma the matter in Israel as the gamma is oil so we see that the nakum cannot become a shliach even in something in which he shire because it's only shire because hoakum she Torah so trumote is trumo but the shliach cannot become why not So we see that there is a special dress accustomed that one is not in Yisroel Gomo, cannot be Shliach. So Mele Eved should not be able to be Shliach either, because Eved has Bishat Yisroel, but he does not have the full Bishat Yisroel. Because Eved, the Rambam calls him Victor Deus, so he doesn't have the full Bishat Yisroel. So whenever Israel is a Loch of Yisroel, it means the full Bishat Yisroel, not Victor Deus. So if we dash Matan Yisraeli, Ashokach of Yisraeli, so it implies that he must have full Bishat Yisroel. So then it would be moved here of all Shlich. And so the question is, so in other words, so I would set the Kashi against Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says the reason why a Levi cannot become a Shliach and Kabbat Yisroel by law is because he's not the Kiyas Gish Medush. So in something where he is Shaya, he should be able to become a Shliach, and still, and Nakum is Shaykh with Kumo, he's a Koshi. But if he's Mafis for Yisroel, say Kumo to Kumo, why? Because Nakum cannot become a Shliach. So the question is, why not? Because he's not a Yisroel. So in heaven he's not a full Yisroel either. Amra de Rabbi Yana, Roy, Maten Negri, Tashlochachan Negri, So the Gemara is saying that Enoch Namah, there is a special of Hakosu that is going to not become a Shia. But it's not based upon the halacha of Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, but it's based upon the Hakosu, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael. So we see a very remarkable thing from this Gemara. If it's a question of Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, Matin Yisrael, But an Eved is not Yisroel. Why is it an Eved Yisroel? Because an Eved is not the Kuy of Nomi Yisroel. So it says only Mishra Teo. So a Nisha is not the Kuy of Nomi Yisroel. But by a Nisha is not the Kuy of Nomi Yisroel, not because of an Eved Yisroel. It's not spouses and spouses, there is no difference between a mission and mission. But it's especially not according to the mission part of that mission. Masheinke in Gabriel, Masheinke in Emmet, so he's the real religious issue, but the Emmet does not have the fullness of his oil. The Rambam called it Mitzat Gerus. So if there had been a Gertakotu of Shulchachem Yisrael, then the Emmet would be properly shirched. But there is no Gertakotu of Shulchachem Yisrael. There is only Gertakotu from Ben Brit, and the Emmet is the Ben Brit. Now the Rashi. Michal, how can you tell me to come to the Emmet like hotel? אם יש יותר, הוא שמיקרו ים משהו רדה ושלפי, מה זה תרומו? אמן. ותרומו זה תרומו. The question that the father asked me was, how is it possible for an elder to have moment? So Rashi says, it's possible. If somebody gave him a son on Lashon Rabbah, he should be. He gave him a piece of carpet on Lashon Rabbah, he should be. And then the Eretz planted in the carpet, and the appearance, so he can, so he owns it, he owns the pair, so then he can be mapped. The Eretz Yisho, Pichomit, we came in America, so he's here with rain. But the Thomas Land, who was a Truma, was two of his own, he saw that in Kenya, when he's coming there, before he was here, this is my head, it's in Kovimek, he has here, me, she is the rabbit in Kovimek, and in Dovey, and in Dovey, and Dovey, and Israel. So Rashi explained, why, how is it that the Hashem of the Goy is how? And so the Goy is not neither a minister of terror, it's not one of the guys that are there. So how, why is he not what is how? Why is it how? So Rashi explained it, because there is a law of Ishish, that in the Akum can be Magdish, or the Akum can be Magdish, so it can also be Kerei Hashem of his Maitres as well. שיש לו יקרות, הוא הצביע הכי טוב לתרומו. מה הייתה אם אני תרומו לא אבישי שלך? זה תרומו שקצים כאים תורים ולמעטה. כי זה השם מוצא ומכתובת, נוסעים גם אתם לרבי שלכך. מי שתשו יחלישי לכם בעקרו ומימה. ומה אתם לישראל, לא שלכך על ישראל. ומה הלימות, איתן המלימות, עבד, תורה, ושום ישראל, ושהוא... וגמור יפה... וגמור יפה, לא, there is no trust. Of Israel, for the Russia of the Greek, and then they don't say this. Now Rashi says, Goy Matem the Greek, Mehumi, Mubo, Mubo, Rashi doesn't mean Mehumi, that the Israel law cannot become clear. Of course the Israel law can become clear. That's not very bad. He means Mehumi, he warned the world, he didn't know where to go, he so know that he comes to the Greek, he must not undergo here. But the Jew, he born a Jew today, so he doesn't undergo you in order to be Jews, to be a good Jew. Yes. So it means only those who haven't been Jews. So then they can become the Jews only from the earth. But someone was born a Jew, so he's a good Jew even without it. As well as the Jews, like the Jews, as well as the Jews, even if the Jews are going to be there. Amrei v'Rabbi Amrei. No. אומר אחרי ברא ואומר אביר. אין לו עבד מהתשליח לקפו כפי שנעשה לו, ופי שאיני בתרבית מבין. יאף או פי ששמינו הרי עציף חור, לא לבחר אם מויסאו בו את החורת. מה אם מויסאו בו את החורת? כושר עשינו ברגילות אלי אומר אביר כנן, תארתו, מי יר מזלורים, שואב את מכה בידי וחבר יד רבי של חבר, אבל לא יד רבי שואב, בי מוח שחור נומעים, הלוח שחומים, on the word lacha, whisper. And if someone whispers into your ear, the moch shechodom leim al du aloha shmiyo. I moi to ubo zoch tolei, and meilish, and you have your fear to kadoho, and they are here and shmur baram bitko, chadom al man rebim dom am tachat shabi kone, chadom al mai tani gerete to, kosova al kubane rachini u, inate kim jitu echo nizoreo. Now, what is Gimora saying? An Eved cannot become a Shuyak. We cover the Tishiyah Bible. Why? Because he's not the Tera's Jit Nubish. He's not the Tera's Jit Nubish. So then you ask, but we learn that Hariya Tifro, in the Odin says, the Tifro, Hariya Tifro, God of the Hill, Imo Yisohu was of Torah. Imo Yisohu was of Torah.
So in other words, what the halacha is, they say, Eved is mikabel, mikabel get a chadir, yachadish a chadir, avaloi mi yachadish, yachadish alei. So, in other words, so the Gemara, so Rabbi Yechanan said two halachas. One halacha was that an Eved cannot become a shliach to be mikabel the teaching of Rabbi. And then there is another halacha. There's another halacha. What's the other halacha? That the Eved mikabel the shicho lachaber. So, even though שאבד מקבל את הקבל חבר מידרבי של חבר, אבל לא מידרבי שלו. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechanan mentions so two separate halachas. One halacha is that an Eved cannot become a shliach because not because he is a magician. And then another halacha. One, two, an Eved cannot become a shliach to be become a yet because he is not because he is a magician. But to become a shliach is a shikho, that's it, because he is a derashich. He is not because he is a magician. But the Ashikho, he, so the middle of Eved, though he cannot be Tamish Shliach in the Hashim, he can be Tamish Shliach in Shikho. But which Eved can become Shliach in Shikho only if he becomes a Shliach for some other one. But to become Shliach for his own Odin, in other words, the Odin is two Avodim. So one Eved cannot become a shliach to turn over the star shikho to the other the same one. That's not. Why not? Because the other is the other other. So the male, if one of it becomes a shliach of the order to turn over the star shikho to another level of the same order, then it becomes a shliach kabbalah, not turnover. I mean, If an Eved accepts Ishtar Shichu, where from the old, on behalf of the other Eved, so then it starts kind of being like in Sime, from the old into the Eved's hand. Because the one who accepts on behalf of the Eved, that he himself represents the Yad of the old. So the Shtashicho didn't come out from the Odin Krishus, it's still in the Odin Krishus. Now, Vimloch Tichod Leima. Now, so you have to talk. How can we say that the Neve cannot be Mikabe? It's yet, Mechaveh, and he has Rabbi Shalei, but we have our Loche. Cannot be mikabel. Yes, lechaver miyat rabbi shalei. But we have a loche. Imoytou brodoch toloi. That means if the Odin turns over the dashnichol to the sheep, and he says, Hareyat, shifchol blood of becherim. So the loche is that even though the mother herself is not becoming shucher, but the blood, the Uber, it does become a shukha. But how can we become a shukha? The reason is saying this number that a noevet is having get lachavere, yachavish away. Now here is the shifra time which is being buried. So it's like two avodim. The shifra is the shifra of the Odin, and the Uber is the nevet of the Odin. Now, and the Odin hands over the tachicho to the shifra, and he says to the shifra, Hareyat Shifcho, Vodobachirin. So in other words, she has to accept the Shtar Shifcho and who's the Av, on behalf of the Uber. But they both belong to the same body. So here is Rabbi Yechanan Aloche, that the Eino Eved Mikabel Shtar Shifcho, Lachavirin Yachavi Shalei, so how can the Shifcho Tnani be Mikabel the Shtar Shifcho for the Eved, for the Uber? So, she and the Uber both belong to the same Rav. So the answer is because Uber Yahime and Sakhir Hoshi Abdi is called Shaudarai. יאב אפי שישנים יהודי פראי שביצח עצמו ראים או שפרשה הרי עתיד חובו לבחיר אם הוא איתו הוא כמו דוקטורי והוא גם כבור את זה זה יפישוך מה אם הוא איתו מה אם ישיחו לי סוגטים של כל מרח אפי שישנים חובה גם שיר ישיחו לי תביא חלטה אותו כל דהור זה יפישו בואי דאקי ועמי הוא תאחי זה כל מרח אף אפי מה אם הוא תאחי זה מי הוא נגבור עם שבת וכבו ישיחו לחבר ויעשרה בשוחה ורשירה בשולט יחיד מדי אבדים שבשיר השיחו שיחנה ממות מזה אבל לא מיד רבי שואל אם שתי אם שלו שיח הוא ידע לסיעת רבי טוב, וכשמוס רגד ביות אין הוא יוצא גט משות ואף עוד מדי אבדים כבו גט ואף ריות הוא נגיד ביות איבו אין גחות ושיחו לבידי אבל להכין לו ואם לא שיחו עוד לא עוד מכו להכין בימה הרי שנויו שאך ידע רבי שואל מכבו חברו ושנימי אם הוא יצאו בתוך שואל אבל משתפזו מכבו שואל שיחו בו מיד רבו. So the answer is the reason why the mother can be mikab, can be zeichem, is that shichu. For her uber, it's because of shachar chote abdi kono. For her is chot, echad omo, mei shim taim tez ad omo, mei taim il rengo, for her chote abdu, it's chay kukminu. So so va, uber yerechinu, hu, habel is chot, hu, hu, now this is a clear and very strong fact. The time gives you very good territory. נאַכט די שיסטער וואָר ער האָט נאָר געלערן. קיימער ווי, הויט דאָ וואָר איך האָב געטאָכטן. אַבער דאָ ביז ער ביז דו, קיז די יאָד און די אַדראב און די שיחער דאָ וואָר, וואָס מיר שיחער צו לאכט די יאָד, און האָב דאָ מיט געטראוי. שאַך איז קול, ניט קופיע איך, מישום די דיט דאָ יאָד, וואָל איך ער האָט, דאָ ביז אויף דער קאַמע די דוש. דאָ ביז אויף דער קאַמע די דוש. So yes, Kashi, how can the mother be zeichen mit der Schicho von dem Uwe? Du, Uwe, ja, okay. All right, so it's like the hand of the mother. What he said to the mother, you are not Mishuche. You're not Mishuche. You're not Mishuche. So, mainly, the mother herself belongs to whom? Whose property is the mother? She remains the property of the home. So, mainly, her yacht, the part of her book, so the yad in which she receives is that she goes to whom it belongs, it still belongs to the yad. So Mele, if it is coming to the yad, if it is coming to her yad, because her yad is the yad of the yad, so how does it be shukher? So even if you'll be shakher the mother, but you'll be shayer the yad, you'll say, you are shukher. But the yad are Mishayah. The yad should belong to me. So anyway, if the yad belongs to the Odin, so when that yad is Mikabel is Tashicho, so who is Mikabel? The yad of the Odin is Mikabel, not the yad of the Eretz. Not the yad of the Shitre. So how can the Uber be Mishukha? So in other words, so see, take this discussion is based upon the assumption that the Kinyan Yad is based upon the fact that it belongs to the person. So this is the Kashe, but in this case, even if we say we are a female, but to whom does the Yad belong? To the Ob. So it doesn't belong to the Shi. But the answer is, Kinyan Yad has nothing to do with property. Now let's say Bechirin is kinyan with the yad. Does the person of Bechirin have this title, property title to his yad? Bechirin has no property title to his yad. The hand of the person of the Bechirin does not belong to him in the sense of property. It is yad. Of course it is yad. But it doesn't belong to him in the sense of property title. So the kinyan yad, is not based upon property title. The Kinyan Yad is based upon the fact of the shoes, that it is Yad. So in Mele, now, an Ebed is the shoes of the Oden. An Ebed is the shoes of the Oden. So in Mele,
So Mele would say that in Noeved Mikabu get the Haberim Yad Rabbi Shalom. Why is Noeved Mikabu get the Haberim Rabbi Shalom? Because when the order, let's say, yes, there are two Avodim Tanis. And the Ordin hands over his Tashicho to Eved Tnaini number one, that he should be there for Eved Tnaini number two. Now, that he cannot do. Why? Because the Yad of Eved Tnaini number one, whose Yad is it? The Ordin's Yad. So when the Ordin hands over from his Yad into Eved Tnaini number one's Yad, he's actually handing over from the Ordin's right hand into the Ordin's left hand. Because so that's why it cannot be changed. But if we say Uga Yarachile, so then the Yad of the mother is considered the Yad of Uga. If we say Uga Yarachile, so the Yad of the mother is considered the Yad of Uga. So maybe it's the issues, not only for the mother, it's the issues for the Uga. True, the mother herself does not have her own issues. But how is an Eved always say to a Chayru? So the Gemara says in Dikun, that's based upon the being of the Yod going there. The only reason is why an Eved can be to a Chayru when the Odin hands over the Shtar Shecho into his hand is because through the Shecho is Yod to a Chayru, so it's the Yod going there. But without the Aloha of the Yod going there, so an Eved could never be to a Chayru by receiving the Shtar Shecho in his Yad. It's always with the application of Gita Yode, of Gita Yode Boyter. So really, if we say Uber Abya Rachine, so then the Yad of the mother is not considered the Yad for the woman. But if we say Uber Yarachine, then the Yad of the mother is considered the Yad of the woman. And if the Yad of the mother is considered the Yad of the woman, so then we can apply the principle of Gita Yode Boyter on the Yad of the woman. To the mother herself is not taking a chayot. But the mother's hand is the reshus, not only, is the yad not only for the mother, it's the yad for the uga too. The uga is taking a chayot. So we say, either you're the boy in the airport, the yad of the uga. Teisve says the kashe, because Teisve assumes that inasmuch as the audience will continue to have property title in the yard of the mother, so the male cannot be able to have it. The answer is no. The union of yard, the king yard is not based upon property title. Vorae, every king yard by is a chimney. There is no property title. If a chimney says, I have no king property title in my head, it's my head. Because it's part of my personality. But it's not, I don't have any property title in my head. There is a person has no property title in Israel. Now, a story is told that Ratzonga was once operated by a surgeon in Vienna, who was the outstanding surgeon in Vienna, but that surgeon, as a boy, was a big Hebrew and he learned. Now, then he took out the gallbladder from Ratzonga. Then, after the operation, so the Ratzonger and the surgeon argued who has title to the gallbladder. Whether the Ratzonger said that he has title to the gallbladder, it's his gallbladder. And the surgeon said, no, he took it out. Well, I heard that he had an argument. It seems to me that the surgeon was right, not the Ratzonger. Because if the Ratzonger had property title to his group, then the Ratzonger would be right. But there is no, a person has no property title in his group, and the family has no property title in his group. And they have it, so the Ordin has property title in his group of Eved. Not Eved. But no person has property title in his group. It's his group. But there is no property title. So the melee, so as long as the flesh, okay, the gold brother is part and parcel of the group of Ordin, so then no one can have property title. What is it?
I'm not even going to care about the stuff,
You cannot be magdish if poverty. You can give, you can, this is the nether of giving the dummy. So there is a halacha of erechu, in other words, else your life, then you have to give dummy potu, according to the age, as it is mentioned, and so on, so that you dummy potu. Or, if it doesn't say else your life, so it says make a life, so then it's a certain shume, carried a nikal shum, that doesn't mean that he has poverty title. That it's a nether. When it says make a life, he means, I'm giving to a heritage as much money as I would be worth if I had been sold at this place. Even though it cannot be sold at this place, but as a human, you see. Just as we are afraid to let it. How do a place that is? How much would that person be worth with him? How much would it be worth without him? But can he, as another sign, but can he be sold as another sign? He cannot be sold as another sign. That Dawache, we make that human. So imagine as if he had been an enemy. We imagine. Suppose he had been an enemy. So when one says make a lie or make plain your lie, so then we imagine, suppose that plain had been slave. So he would have a certain work. So this is the money that he has to give to him. But no person has any property title in his group. Because the group of a person is not property, so he cannot have property title. Once it is detached from the group, then it is a piece of flesh. Then, so the certain, after you cut out the flesh, so then it can be taken ahead, yeah. So in other words, so the king and yad, so two things it says, king yodin ki yad rabosh v'shicha liba lach v'shicha kula chutri yodo v'hava lo riske tlay. This is v'shachach kula yishma tzorech v'shicha liba lach v'shicha liba lach v'shicha liba. So yes, but here the yad remains. To the other names, in the sense of property title, so of course the yad in which the Ishtashichu is delivered, that remains the property of Rome, of the Rome. But that's not important in regard to Kine Yad. Kine Yad means yad. Kine Yad means yad. Whether, you see, I discussed once, whether yad really means basically the shoot, or yad means yad. And the Chassidish Rodom is identified with the yad. But whatever it is, it doesn't mean property. Either it means the shoes or it means yad, the person. The person. So the property of the person is identified with the yad. But the yad itself is taken not because it is property. He has no property title in his yad. It is yad. So now look, it is the shoes, it is yad. So anyway, if we say, Uga Yarachime, so then the yad of the mother is the yad. For the Uber too? Just we say, let's say, when we say the yad of the person, what is the yad of the person? The yad of what? The yad of the head? The yad of the neck? It means the yad of the whole person. So you yad of the head. So there is an integration between the mother and the Uber. So the yad of the mother is the yad of the Uber. Yad of the Uber. And since the Uber is the Hebrew, so we apply the principle of putting in your day. So then the yad of the mother is the yad of the mother. It's not the yad for the Uber. So many things it's not the yad for the Uber. So many, how can it be a chayot? But the yad of the mother is the yad of the other. So it's not the chayot. But if we say the yad of the mother, so too the yad of the mother is the yad of the other. But the Uber itself is a chayot. So the Yad of the Uber we say, Gidon Yod Gori Kecho. So, anyway, there is a Lissine into the Yad of the Uber. The Yad of the Uber. The Rishus of the Uber. So anyway, that's why it depends upon the child whether Uber is Yerachim or Uber is not Yerachim. Now, is the Rambam not somebody here? der ist Reb Chaim an sich Rambam, für sein mit seinem Wort im Halloche, Halloche Hei. Der Rambam sagt, der Kitzit muss sich trotzdem nur beret. Harei ad Batcheri, wo doch er ist, wo auf Kajon. Wo auf Kajon. So, ihm muss jetzt der Halloche, ihm holt so hoch, wo es doch schon. Von ihm muss so hoch, wo es doch schon. Weil die Orden handed over. Ich sag, ich hoffe, der Mother, das ist fest. And he says, you remain with me. But he says, for your life, for your will. So, draw up Kayom. This is this. We will most of the way. In Tmura, there is a machlech in Rabbi Yitzhak Lina in the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon says, in most of the way, was also. But the Rabbonon, now one second, I'm sorry, please forget it. Sorry, you see, right, I mentioned Machloket Rabbeinu Agrilin Rabbonon. Machloket Rabbeinu Agrilin Rabbonon is just the other way, the reverse way. The Machloket Rabbeinu Agrilin Rabbonon is it says, Oyima Lishifoti Hariyad Batriri, Lodo Heaven. That's the Machloket Rabbeinu Agrilin Rabbonon. But this has nothing to do with that. Now, in this case, so, Hakiki Lishifoti Mubere, Hariyad Batriri, Lodo Heaven. So, in other words, that's the Machloket, between Rabbi Yitzhak Lila and Rabbonon. So the Rambam passes like Rabbonon, this Vor Kayon. Vor Kayon. Then, Hariyah Shifro, Vod of Mechere. Hariyah Shifro, Vod of Mechere. So, Lo Yom Avon Ikur, Shezek Moishe Mishach Echem. So in other words, the Rambam doesn't pass from like this, the Morah. That the Moishe Ubro, Hariyah Shifro, Vod of Mechere, in Moishe Ubro, Zofolei. In Moishe Ubro, Zofolei. So in other words, even though he said, so the Rambam passing, that the Loma will come, that the Uber is not able to hear it either. So the Rambam doesn't pass like this anymore. He passing, Tariya Shifo was a hero on the Kum, she said, Mishi Machachet. Why doesn't he pass like that? Because the Gemara says the reason is why. The reason is why this man Loma says, he moist over the Zochtola is because he holds two things. First of Shachar, because the Abdul Kono, and then Ugaya Achilles. So only if we assume these two propositions, that I'm shachar for the Abdi Kono and do the Rime. But the Rambam passed me that I'm shachar for the Abdi, I'm shachar for the Abdi, he's Moikon. So in the Mela he says, he is the Lord who says to the Shifro, Hare a Shifro God of Rachiri, Lo Yom Abel Kloom, Shezek to be the Mishachar Chet. Shezek to be the Mishachar Chet. So, why? Because the Rambam passing that the Shach Chot Yavdei is Voikon. So the Rambam has two halachos. The ratio of the Rambam deals with the case where he says, Hari Ad Betcheri, when all he says to Shifo, Hari Ad Betcheri, Vlodo Chevet, Vlodo Chevet. So then it's Vlodo Kayomi. Vlodo Kayomi. In other words, he doesn't pass like a Vitya, really he passed to fly like the Rambam. And then, the other thing, Hariya Shifro Vodo Mechirin, so he doesn't pass like this Mandoma, Zoktolei. Why? Because this Mandoma will say Zoktolei, so it's because he holds Amshaka Chot Yavde is Konei. And the Rambam passing, Amshaka Chot Yavde is Goyko. So there is a sort of a right. Omer Avron, Kashi Reishi Atei, say the Koma Duga Yerachimei. Because, in the same case he says, Hari Yashif Chobod of Achirun Ramam Yikru, Shezeh Kimiti Shemishach Lechet. So the implication is that the only reason as to why the blood is not taken to Achirun is because Amshach Lechot Yav is Rikot. The implication being that if Amshach Lechot Yav they would become the thief Hamishach. So he said, now, so it's derived from the same that the Rambam passed that Uber is Yerachim. Because if the Rambam held that Uber is Rav Yerachim, so then even if Mishach Chot Yavde would be Kone, but this is not Mishachre Chot Yavre. The Rambam says, so the Seyfe called Madhu Gaya Achir. In the Seyfe he says, we all have a Mishkul Mishazek in Mishachre Chet. So it's a Raya that he considers the Uber as a Chotzi, of the mother. So in other words, how is the Rambam asking that Uber is Uber Yachime? Because if the Rambam had held that Uber is Lav Yachime, then it wouldn't be considered Mishach Echetje. It wouldn't be considered Mishach Echetje. Only if we say Uber Yachime, or when we say Dariyaki from one of the Chayim, then it's considered Mishach Echetje. But if we say Uber Lav Yachime, so then it's too big for the people. So then it's not Mishachre Chetje. So it's two Mishachre Chetje we call it. But here, he was Mishachre one of it. The only has two of it. He has the Shifre, that's one of it. And he has the Uta, the other of it. So he said to her, Hare Achifro, Vodoh is Vodoh Hare Achifro the Mechiri. So it's not Mishachre Chetje. So now, since the Rambam says, we don't have to put it in the second half, so it's a riot in the Rambam Park in Suga Yerachime. So you can Reisha, my Zohar Kayom. So the question is, so why is the Reisha is Zohar Kayom? If we have the Yerachime, so when he says to the Shifre, Hareya Batre in Vodachere, so why is Zohar Kayom? Why does the blood remain in a red? But it is just that it is Mishaya, so why is Zohar Kayon? That's the answer. If the Reisha might Zohar Kayon, elevation Zohar Kayon in Dugal Av Yerach. So elevation Zohar Kayon in Dugal Av Yerach Rimei. So he said as follows. In other words, he agrees with the meaning of the Rambam, but with different explanations. In the Reisha, so is Zohar Kayon in, why? Because Dugal is Lav Yerach. That's why it's Zohar Kayom. Because if Uber would be Yerachime, then Dvorov wouldn't be Kayom. If Uber is Yerachime, then it couldn't be Mishaya. Then it couldn't be Mishaya the Uber and say that the Uber should remain in it. The case of Rama Flum, or you should be in Boreilo, or you should be in the Hebet, the Kabin, the Kabin, the Adrabi Shalahim. So we agree with the meaning of the Rambam, but different reasons. In other words, the reason is why the ratio. So it's Zohar Kayom because of the Lav Yerachim. And in the case of Yom Avon Kruh, because Tim Sugea is Lav Yerachim, so the name is two different Avodim. So we have the Aloha in the Eget, Mikabu, Ketra Habere, Miyad Rabbe, Shalei, it's two different Avodim. But not because of the Shachat Hesed. Now, the Raya says, Kashi Reisha Ateve, Teve Koma Duga Yerachime, Ikei Reisha Amai Vokayom. So the Rambam can be explained in two ways. The Raya, I'm sorry. The Raya can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that if Uber is Uber Yerachime, now so he says, if we assume that Uber is Yerachime, we see from the Rambam statement that Uber is Yerachime, because he says that in the case of Hariachis Kompos of the Hei, so then it's like Mishach Echetio, so that means, so Uber Yerachime, if Uber is Yerachime, so why is the Reishi Zohar Kayom? So the Reishi couldn't be Zohar Kayom. So what should be the Alohe if we assume that Uber Yerachime? So what should be the Alohe in the Reishi? So we can say two things. We can say, if Uber is Yerachime, in some way, like if we test the Shifo, Harei Adaschem, Vodo Chemet, so then, the Chirus is not Chalom together. The Chirus is not Chalom together, because if Uber is Yerachime, so when he says, Hareya Batchel is Vodo Chemet, so he's Mishach Echotere. So he's Vodo. We are Chirus. Now we pass through the Tamshach Echot Yavdil and Gomer, this is how the Rambam passed. So anyway, the Pshat in the Raivet could be, Kasher Reisha Aseise, Seise Gomer Duba Yerachine. So, Im Ken Reisha Mayuav Kayomi, If Buba Yerachine, so anyway, when it says to the Shifre, when it says to the Shifre, Arei Advatrein, Vodo Chevet, Vodo Chevet, so she should not be able to have us all together. The mother herself should remain a Shifre. Why? Because Buba Yerachine. So when he says to the mother, you be Mishukha, the blood not, so in effect says, half of you should be Mishukha. So I'm Shaka Khosyabu we call it. So it should be Roma Kru. That's one way of explaining the writing. In Chain Resha Maizor Kayomi, it should be Roma Kru. Another way of explaining the writing is that since Uber Yerachime, once we assume Uber Yerachime, so how can the Rambam say, Hari Advatrin and Vod Achevet? So Vod Kayomim, that means the mother becomes the Yetzer Achevet. And the Uber remains an Eve. No, if Uber Yerachime, so mainly the mother is Yetzer Achevet. So mainly the Uber is Mishra after the mother, so the Uber should also be Yetzer Achevet. In other words, it can be explained, the right discussion can be explained to it. Either the kasha of the Rambam is, since it is mashma from the faith of the Rambam, that Uber Yerachide, so really the Rishi should be Roma with the group, or the kasha of the Rambam is, the thing is the mashma from the faith that Uber Yerachide, so really the Rishi, even the Uber should be Israel, because the mother is Israel, so the Uber should also be Israel. Now let's see the Gemara in Shmuel. Now the Chofei of Medaro, so the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says, Uber Lav Yerachim. Rabbi Yechanan says, Uber Lav Yerachim. Im Shirei Mishuya. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hibch Ishchatos Uber, Viyongo. Viyongo. If one is Mastrish, a Behemo Uber, a Behemo Uber, Lechatos, and then the blood was born, so Rotso Bom Mitzchate, Rotso Bivodo Mitzchate. So there is a loche, Vlad Chatos Lid. Vlad Chatos Lid. So if someone was Magdish in Heime, which was not true there, as a Chatos, and then after the Hekesh was Chal, the Behemoth became Uber, and they burst the blood. So then the loche is, the loche of Mishin Sinai, the dead blood, has to go in. He cannot be quiet, he has to go in. That's a lot of it. So Rabbi Yechanan says that is only if he was Mastish, a behemoth that was not to bear at the house. So maybe the Christian Chatos was chal on the day, then the behemoth became to bear it, and then it is worth to the blood, so that blood has to go in. It cannot be. Machine changing for the time of the head. The time of that point, the behemoth is already in there, so the Bichon holds to the Lav Yerachim. So in other words, so when he was Mastish, the behemoth there, in effect, he was Mastish to behemoth. The mother behemoth, and the woman behemoth. So then the blood was born, so it's not Vlad Chatos. Vlad Chatos means if the blood is a result of the Chatos. Here, the Bishayah took place under blood, not through the mother, but because this is a behavior by itself when he was Magdish. So he was Magdish, the mother, he was Magdish of blood. So mainly when the blood is born, so he can be Magdish with the mother to fulfill his chayim, then he can be Magdish the blood. Rotso bo mitzchate, rotso bo mitzchate. My time is, let's talk about Rabbi Yechanan, Yishir and Yishuya. Because Rabbi Yechanan knows who the Rabbi Yechanan is, so remember, he was Magdish, the Mubarak, the Imam Mubarak. So his intention was that both should become the Mubarak, the mother and the Uber. But suppose he would say, I only Magdish the mother, and the Uber, I don't want to be able, so then he's both Hayot, because he's the Rabbi Yechanan. So it's too late. It's like today. So if he wants to be Mishael the Uber, then the Hebrew should not be Chabal the Uber, then he can do it. But he was not Mishael.
So in that scenario, there was a Hegdash and the mother, there was a Hegdash and the Uber. So remember, that what happened. So what the bonus cut was.
In other words, Skotsova in Shiur, by the time Skotsova Rabbi Yechim, Shir and Shuyah. If he wanted, he could say, I want the Hegdash only to the Chal and the mother, not on the Uber. But he was not involved. So remember, what the bonus cut was, what the Uber Rabbi Yechim. The Havel, like him up, the Stich, Stich, Rotom is Chaper Bo, Rotom is Chaper Bechaper. Alright. Then the Gemara says, Meitzi. So what does Rabbi Yechonen say? Uber Lavia, Meitzi. Oilam Shifot Yachas.